The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tav Samach Dalet, the Gemara Menachos Tav Samach Dalet and Aleph brings down the following case. The Gemara says, what happens? Shoma Shetova Tinik Biyam. Person heard that it was Tova Tinik Biyam. There's a kid who's drowning in the sea. Uparas Mitsudo Lahalis Dogim. And he spread out a net. And the net has the ability to capture the Tinik, to capture the kid, to save the kid. But that wasn't his intent. His intent when he spread out the net was to be Mechal Shabbos, to do an Aveiro, to do a Malocha of Tzod, to catch fish, which is 100% Osir on Shabbos. And what happens if he catches fish, but he ends up that his net, besides for catching the fish, ends up catching the tinnik as well. Besides for catching the fish, he also catches the kid. So the question is he chayev for Chil Shabbos? Or do we say that Lemaisa, what he did was what a person was supposed to do, because there was a matzah of kuch nefesh. The kid was drowning. And in such a case, such a situation, a person is obligated to even be Mechal Shabbos to save the kid. And he ended up saving the kid, so then his actions are fine. Al-Pi Halacha, his actions are warranted. So the Gemara has two Lashonis. In the first Lashon, the Gemara says, if he was Lahalis Dogim, the Hela Dogim, the Tinik, so the Gemara says there's a Machlokes between Rava and Rabba. Rava says that you're chayiv, and Rava says that you're potter. The Magen Mishnah, there's another Girsa brought down in the Gemara, it says the opposite. The Rava is the one who says you're chayiv, and Rava is the one who says you're potter. And the Gemara has two Lishonis here. The first way the Gemara explains that the case where they're arguing is in the case where the person knew about it. The person who spread the net knew that there was a drowning kid, but he said it's not my business. He wasn't interested in saving the kid. And he ended up saving him, but he knew about it. So in such a case, there is a shita, rabba or rava, one opinion who holds that we say in the back of his mind, his intent was to also, if he would save the kid, he doesn't have anything against saving the kid. It wasn't his primary intent, but there was at least a secondary intent. So in such a case, that's why he's not chayiv, because we say his actions are mutter. His maisav, or mutter, because that was what one was allowed to do from kuch nefesh. And his machshava was also, even though it wasn't his primary machshava, but he knew about it. So therefore he's not chayiv for that. In the second lashon of the Gemara says an even bigger chiddush. The Gemara says, even in a case where the person who spread the net had no idea that there was a crisis over here, that the kid was drowning, and there was a need to save him. So that means when he spread his net, his intentions were purely in order to be mechal Shabbos. Afal Pikein, even so, there's one opinion in the Gemara, one Amir in the Gemara who holds that you're potter. And the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is, do we look at a person's actions, or do we look at the person's intent, his machshava? If you say, Basar machshava azlinon, we look at a person's intent, we look at his machshava, so his intent was to do an avera, so he's chayv. If we say, however, that his intent was that we don't look at his intent, the avera is measured according to the actions that the person did, so api halacha, his actions were mandated. You didn't have kavana, okay. But we can't say that we did was a ma'is avera. Since it wasn't a ma'is avera, therefore the Gemara says he is potter. In fact, the Rambam paskins this way, so halacha is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam paskins that in such a case where he does not know at all that there was someone drowning, and he did a malacha for his own purpose, and his intent was to be Mechal Shabbos, and he ended up saving the kid, even if he also did a malacha of catching the fish together, the halacha is baser maisav azlinon. We look at a person's actions, we don't look at the person's intent. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings down in Chilkal Perik Yud Beis, he brings down B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that if somebody he needs a doctor, it's Bikuach Nefesh. It's a question of Bikuach Nefesh. So he has to go to the hospital, he has to go to a doctor, and he has a choice. He has a choice of two doctors. One doctor is a religious Jew, and he keeps Halachos Shabbos, but obviously it's Bikuach Nefesh, then he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. And the other option is, he has another option, he can go to a Yid who's not religious. He's a doctor, and maybe he knows about Shabbos, doesn't know about Shabbos, but he doesn't keep Shabbos. He would be Michal Shabbos anyways, for whatever reason. And the question is, which doctor is it better to go to? Maybe one would think that maybe it would be better to go to the doctor who's not religious, because the from doctor, true, because Nefesh is Deich Shabbos, but he's not working right now. He's at home. He's not doing a malacha. The non-from doctor, he's working. Maybe he's working in the, he's being Michal Shabbos right now. Maybe if I go to him, and now when I go to him, the Chil Shabbos that he's doing is something that he's allowed to do. It's mandated because there's a halacha, because Nefesh is Deich Shabbos. So maybe that way, by going to the non-religious doctor, I'm going to save him from Chil Shabbos that he would otherwise have done. So maybe it would be better to go to the non-religious doctor. So Shlomo Zalman says, brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman over there. In the old editions, it's the footnote Kuf Chafei. In the new editions, it's Kuf Lamed. Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins that it's also to go to the non-religious doctor. A person has a chiv to go to the from doctor. Why? So he writes, Rav Shlomo Zalman based his psak on a Beis HaLevi. This is the Beis HaLevi, Al-Atayra and Chumash, in Parsha Shemois. He quotes a Medrash. And the way the Beis HaLevi over there explains the Medrash, he says that this, that a person comes with a taina. He comes with, he says that I was an oinus. I wasn't able to keep the mitzvah. I was over an avera because I was forced. I didn't have the ability to keep the Torah. So the Beis HaLevi says that that's true. We know the halacha is that if someone is an oinus or someone is a shogeg, he's not chayv. He's not responsible. However, that's only true if he had he known. If he wouldn't have been oinus, or had he known he would be a shogeg, he would have known about that what he was doing is an avera. He wouldn't have done it. However, if in under other circumstances we see that he did the avera, under other circumstances we know that even if it would not have been a case of oinus, he still would have done the avera. Therefore, in such a case, he does not have a ptur. We don't say that he's potter because he's an oinus or because he's a shogeg. In such a situation, he will be chayiv. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're going to go to a non-religious doctor, and you're going to say, well, he could be Michal Shabbos for me, because Pekuach Nefesh is Deich Shabbos, but he's Michal Shabbos even when it's not Pekuach Nefesh. His intent is not because he wants to be Michal Shabbos because it's a mitzvah of Pekuach Nefesh. That's not what he's doing. His intent is he's Michal Shabbos because he has Kavono to be Michal Shabbos. He, for whatever reason, he decides he's not religious, he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, and he doesn't keep Shabbos. So for such a person, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that according to the Beis HaLevi, he does not have any heter to be Michal Shabbos. Since he doesn't have a heter to be Michal Shabbos, you're not allowed to go to him. You go to him, you're causing him to do an Avera. Therefore, in such a case, now, obviously, if there is no other doctor around, so it's Koch Nevesh is Doichi, even this is it. But if there's a choice, and all other things are equal, the doctors are exactly the same, and there's no element of more Chil Shabbos being done if you go to a from doctor than if you go to a non-from doctor, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have an obligation to go to the from doctor, because the from doctor, then he will Michal Shabbos, he'll have the right Kavana in mind, and therefore he won't be doing any Avera when he's Michal Shabbos to save this person. If you go to a non-religious doctor that he's going to be Michal Shabbos, he's not going to have the right kavana. If he doesn't have the right kavana, so therefore, according to the Beis HaLevi, he's going to be doing an issur. He's going to be doing something wrong. This is the Psak Halacha that's brought down in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kalacha. The problem is, I saw this Kasha is brought down in the Sefer Mishnas Pekuach Nevesh by Rav Yosef Lawrence in that Sefer over there. I believe it's Simon Chav Beis. He says he doesn't understand. It would seem that this Beis HaLevi and this Psak Aloch of Rav Shlomo Zalman would seem to run counter to our Gemara. Our Gemara says clearly, there's a case of Bekuach Nefesh. Person went and he had absolutely no idea. He does not intend to do this Malacha for the purposes of Bekuach Nefesh. He's doing it because he wants to be Michal Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Potter. The Gemara says that he's not obligated. The Gemara says, Bosan Maisav Azlinon. We look at a person's actions. It's when we look at a person's actions, he's not responsible. So the Sefer asks, how do we understand the Beis HaLevi and the Salach of Shlomo Zalman? It doesn't fit with our Gemara. Now, if not for the Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, the Beis HaLevi itself, you have to know, the Beis HaLevi he writes this in a Sefer on Chumash, it's not a Sefer on Halacha. That's number one. Number two, Number two, the Beis HaLevi is not discussing a case of a Kuach Nefesh. The Beis HaLevi is discussing a general situation of someone who is an Oinus or someone who is a Shegeg. So, it's possible that the Beis HaLevi himself would have only said his halacha, this halacha would only apply in a case where it's not Kuach Nefesh. In a case of Kuach Nefesh, it could be, it's as if it's not Shabbos at all. Kuach Nefesh, there's a discussion in the Paiskim, and maybe consider Hutra on Shabbos. So maybe perhaps we could differentiate and say that the Gemara by Kuach Nefesh, our Gemara by Kuach Nefesh is Potter because Kuach Nefesh is different. And there we would say situation. Now it's harder to hear that because the Gemara in Menachos does compare this to a case where somebody shechted a carbon on Shabbos, and it was a carbon that you were allowed to bring on Shabbos. It was a carbon tzibur. So he shechted an animal to bring a carbon on Shabbos, and then he went in and shechted a second one. Now the first one you was allowed to shecht, it was Deicha Shabbos, because it's a carbon that was Deicha Shabbos. The second one is not Deicha Shabbos. This is the second one he had no permission. But after he shechted the second one, it turned out that they discovered that the first one has a problem that makes it not kosher to be considered a carbon. It's not a kosher carbon. So had they known that, they anyways would have shechted the second carbon. So now it turns out that the second carbon was shechted properly, even though when the person shechted it, he had the wrong kavana, he had the wrong thing in mind, because when he thought that the first carbon was kosher. And the Gemara compares this to the case of Machlokes Rav and Rava, so that's obviously not a case of a Kuach Nefesh. So, but maybe we could say that the cases are slightly different. Baal Kapanim Shleim Zalman clearly applies the halach of the Beis HaLevi to the case of Bikuach Nefesh. So if he applies the case, if he applies it to Bikuach Nefesh, so then it seems to be a very clear stira to the Gemara. So in the Sefer Mishnah Bikuach Nefesh, he wants to suggest that Shleim Zalman obviously can't argue with the Gemara, that Shleim Zalman meant, what he meant was, that obviously, if you go to a non-religious doctor, and it's a matzav kuch nefesh, and he's machal Shabbos, and he saves the person, so the Gemara says, you go baser maisav. Okay, baser maisav, the person's actions, he ended up saving him. If he ended up saving him, so that, therefore, it's not considered an aver. Even Rosh Chodesh Nissan would agree in such a case, that's not considered that the non-religious doctor did any aver. He didn't do anything wrong. The question is, what happens, we don't necessarily know, that the doctor will be successful. It's a bekuach nefesh. What happens if the doctor tries to save him and he's mechal Shabbos and he's not successful in saving the person? The person doesn't survive. So in such a case, that would be similar to the case of the Gemara. If the guy went and he had kavana, he spread out the net and his intent was to do a malacha, to catch fish, and he ended up catching fish. He didn't end up catching the tinnik. So in such a case, the Gemara says clearly, yechayif. That's not a case that there you can't say you aslin baser maisav. That you can't say that. So in such a case, you would be chayiv. So perhaps he suggests that Rosh Chodesh Nissan didn't mean to say that if he ends up saving the person, he's still doing an avera. If he still saves the person, he doesn't do an avera. But there's always a possibility that the person wouldn't end up saving the person's life. In that case, it comes out that you caused somebody to do an avera. So for that purpose, beforehand, you should go to, Rosh Chodesh Nissan said you should go to a religious doctor, not to a non-religious doctor. That's how he wants to answer. The truth is, you have to say, according to this, you have to say that's what the Beis HaLevi also intended. The Beis HaLevi's kavana also was that the reason you should go dafka, that if a person had the wrong kavana, it only comes out that it's an avera if he didn't end up succeeding in performing any sort of mitzvah. It's not mashed like that from the Beis HaLevi at all. The truth is, I'm not 100% sure what the problem is, what the kasha is in the first place. Because, true, the Gemara over here has a machlokes between Rabba and Rava, in a case where the person intended to catch the fish and he spread out the net, and then he ended up catching, he saved the kid. So the Gemara has a machlokes. One mandomer says, no, his intent was wrong, so we say he's chayiv. And the other mandomer says that, okay, he didn't have the right intent, but the end of his actions were fine. So the Gemara says potter. The Gemara doesn't say mutter. Now the Gemara can't say mutter, because obviously the person had the wrong intent. The person obviously had the wrong kavana, so it's not possible. The Gemara can't say it's mutter. It's not mutter to do such a thing originally, right? You're not allowed to go have in mind to catch the fish because maybe you'll save the kid. Obviously, that's not true. But to ask a kasha from the Gemara in the Beis Halevi doesn't seem like it's much of a kasha because the Gemara never says that in such a case, it turns out when the person saved the kid that he didn't do an aveira at all. The Gemara just says that the aveira is not so severe. The Gemara says, you're not chayiv. It means if he was a mezid, he's not chayiv skila. If he was a shoye, he's not chayiv to bring a carbon. But we know there are many cases in the Gemara and Shabbos itself. The Gemara says anytime it says in Masechet Shabbos potter, it means potter aval osir. Over there, the Gemara and Shabbos usually means to say that potter means it's only osir midirabon. But the Gemara never says that it's mutter to the extent that it's not considered an aveira. And even this, the Beis Halevi says that it's considered an aveira. Beis Halevi, we don't see. You're not going to say that it's not considered a shegi since he would have otherwise done an aveira. So therefore, it's not considered a shegi. And if he does an aveira, you can't make him bring a carbon. A regular shegi brings a carbon chatos. So this person's not considered a shegi because he would have done a b'mezid. The Beis Halevi doesn't go so far to say that. So the Beis Halevi says to a certain degree it's considered an aveira. How much? I'm not sure how much it's considered an aveira. And from our Gemara, you don't see that it's not considered any aveira whatsoever. So therefore, to go put yourself in such a situation where you're causing somebody to potentially be Michal Shabbos without the kavona of Pekuach Nefesh, it's very possible that it's not a steer to the Gemara to say that something like that is not allowed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.